Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Pesachim Daf Ayin Ches, Pesachim 78. In the previous Mishnah on Ayin Vav Amud Beis, Gemara discussed a communal offering that was brought in a state of ritual impurity, that there's a distinction between the Paschal Lamb and all other Korbanos, that all other Korbanos, they are not consumed, they're not eaten when they're brought in a state of ritual impurity, whereas the Korban Pesach is eaten, because the main part of the Korban Pesach is for the consumption of it. Whereas our Mishnah here is going to discuss an additional law. From one of the halachos of the Korban is that the sprinkling, once the blood is sprinkled on an altar, that allows the meat to be in and its inner parts to go up on the Mizbeach as an offering. However, when the meat, the flesh, and the inner parts are not able to be brought up, they're no longer ra'oi. For example, if they became tamei or if they were lost, so therefore they can't be in and they can't go up on the altar. So now our Gemara is going to discuss that there was earlier a dispute between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua back on 77a. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you sprinkle the blood under those circumstances, even though there's no meat, and the owners will fulfill their obligation. Whereas according to Rabbi Yeshua, you don't sprinkle the blood. However, what about in a case where just the meat or just the chelov became tamei? So then, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, you would sprinkle the blood, as the Gemara is going to explain on 79a. Our Mishnah discusses a situation where one of them became tamei, and the distinction between the Pesach and the other offerings. So says our Mishnah, nikma basar, let's say the meat of the Paschal lamb became tamei after it was slaughtered, the chelev, and also the chelev, however, is not tamei, but it is kayam. The forbidden fat, which is supposed to go up on the altar as an offering, that's not tamei. That's there. It's tahor, and it didn't become tamei. So then under those circumstances, since the meat became tamei, eino zorekes adam, you don't sprinkle the blood on the altar, because the main part of the Korban Pesach is for the consumption. And since it's tamei, therefore it's not able to be eaten. Since the meat is tamei, and therefore you can't eat it, and so therefore it's not able to be a Korban Pesach. But nitma ha-chelev, but if the chelev itself, the fat which goes up on the altar, became tamei va-basar kayam, but the meat is tahor, then zorekes adam, then you do sprinkle the blood with respect to the Korban Pesach, and it's a valid offering. However, b'mukdashim, but with all other offerings, it's the opposite. Ain't okay. And we say it's not like that. Ela afal pisha nitma basar, even though the meat is tamei v'achelov kayam, but the chelov is in existence, zorek es adam, then you sprinkle the blood. So that is the opposite of the all other karbanos, since they're not meant, their primary purpose is not for consumption. It's the opposite of the Paschal lamb. Says Rav Gidol Amar Rav, im zarak, but let's say, even though we learned in our Mishnah that if the meat of the Korban Pesach became tamei, you're not supposed to sprinkle the blood. If you went ahead and you sprinkled the blood, hortza, then there's a valid offering. Gemara says, how could that be? Va'ina nachila, but don't we require you to eat the Korban Pesach? In this case, the meat cannot be eaten because it's tamei. So the Gemara explains, achil lo ma'akfa. Even though the main purpose of the Korban Pesach is for the eating, nevertheless, the eating is not essential. And ex post facto, b'di'evet, we say that the eating is not required for the offering to be efficacious and to serve its purpose. So the Gemara says, well, ksiv ish lefi yachlo. Don't we say that each person according to his numbers, who is counted, should eat the Korban Pesach? Gemara says, that's la mitzvah. That's only ideally. Ideally, you're supposed to eat it. But if he didn't eat it and the blood was sprinkled anyway, it's still valid. Gemara says, well, akev lo. And you mean to say that it's not essential, that if you didn't eat it, it's still valid? Vatanya, didn't we learn? It says in the verse in Exodus, "Bimichsas nifashos," according to the number of souls, you're supposed to slaughter the Paschal lamb. That the Paschal lamb is slaughtered only according to the numbers, meaning to say you need to be counted. I might have thought that if you slaughter for a person who was not part of the counting, then it will be still kosher, says the verse. You need to slaughter from the person who's counted. The verse repeats it to tell you it's essential. And so therefore, just like you need to slaughter it for a person who is registered for that offering, otherwise not valid. So it says the Gemara, v'izkish ochel l'menuyan. So we should compare, just like you need to be registered in order for it to be a valid offering, you also need to count in order for it to be valid. So therefore, Gemara says, Ela Amar Rav, so let's establish in our Mishnah, which says that if you sprinkle it, that if you sprinkle the blood It's valid because the consumption of the Pesach is not required. That goes according to the position of Rabbi Nosson. The Amar Achilas Pesachim Lo Ma'akfal. He says that ex post facto the consumption of the Pesach is not required. So the Gemara says, "Hey, Rabbi Nosson, which Rabbi Nosson? Ilema Rabbi Nosson. If you want to say that it's the following Rabbi Nosson of the Brisa, it can't be because Rabbi Nosson Omer Minayin Shekol Yisrael Yotzim BePesach Echad." So we have a teaching, says Rabbi Nosson, how do we know that all of Bnei Yisrael can fulfill their obligation with one Paschal lamb, even though there isn't an olive-sized amount for each person to eat? The entire children of Israel can fulfill their obligation. How do we know, though? As it says that the entire congregation slaughters the Paschal lamb in the afternoon. Is it really possible that the entire congregation slaughters one lamb? One person slaughters it. So we see from here all of Israel fulfills their obligation with one Paschal lamb. And we see from Rabbi Nosson's that we learned that eating is not required. So therefore, that's the Gemara's first suggestion. Gemara goes on to make another suggestion, and Gemara says that maybe that's not dispositive. But the bottom line is from this price, we see this powerful idea that one Paschal lamb can fulfill the obligation for the entire community of Israel. Obviously, it's not ideal. Everybody's supposed to be part of their own smaller group. But on a spiritual level, where the Paschal lamb is uniting all of us can be required. Even though there's an individual obligation for each one to eat, there can be one Paschal lamb brought for the entire community.